Good afternoon, Army of Angels. This is your Executive Director, Tom McNew, and today I'm with one of the greatest pro-life champions in Central Texas, Mr. John Pachada, founder of Pro-Life Waco, founded back in 1996. Thanks for being on another episode of our Hometown Heroes.
I'm so pleased to be with you, and thank you for what you do in getting the word of pro-life and so many other wonderful topics out.
I know there's a lot of great and wonderful things that Pro-Life Waco has done over the last 20-something years. And we will talk about it. We've only got 30 minutes, so we got to focus on one or two things.
Okay.
And I know that you want to get more folks involved in the movement, and we'll talk about how they can get involved here in a minute. But I want to get a little bit of insight into the man, John Pachada. You know, so you can talk a little bit about your background.
I'm a country boy from Pueblo, Colorado. I was raised on a family farm. Good, wonderful Catholic parents set a good example and made life tranquil. Along the way, I got to Texas and earned a PhD in economics and taught economics for about 40-some years, including 32 years at my beloved Baylor University. Mm. In 1994, something happened in Waco. They started killing babies.
Yeah.
Planned Parenthood started the abortion facility. There'd been debate about it for a couple years, and I was on the sidelines. I was what I like to call a pro-life fan. I'm pro-life. I'm cheering the people out in the arena, cheering them on, but I don't get in the arena. Couple of friends in an organization called Operation Save America, Flip Benham and Rusty Thomas, came to Waco for a rally that they were going to put on half a year after abortions began. And I debated myself back and forth. Do I want to go out to that? Do I not want to go out to that? In the end, I did go out to that. I went out to that rally. And it kind of changed the trajectory of my life. And I find myself retired now from Baylor, retired in 2012. And abortions continue. And so I have a very busy retirement.
Yeah.
Working more than full time in pro-life.
Was there like a seminal moment in your growing up, in your lifetime, that you could point to where you said, man, this is wrong, and I need to be more involved, and I need to be more of a fan?
Well, it was a steady progression. Just being Catholic, and you absorb the Catholic ways of thinking that included pro-life. But nothing ever really moved me in that direction until that rally in May of 1994. And I saw a lot of enthusiasm on the part of Flip and Rusty. Mm-hmm. And it moved me and said, well, you know, I think I have some enthusiasm. I marked the beginning of the organization. I was a Respect Life coordinator for my parish in the Diocese of Austin. And there was another Respect Life coordinator. And she said, John, if I write a newsletter, would you print it and buy the stamps? And so she wrote a newsletter. I printed, bought the stamps, we sent it out to 25 people. And that's where I would mark the beginning of Pro-Life Waco. We've had some different names over the years.
That was the birth of Pro-Life Waco.
Well, then that we did that, it gained some popularity. A lot of people wanted to receive it. We had an event at St. Mary's. So, you know, there was no long-term vision of what you're going to do. Just take step by step and what should be our next step? What should be our next step? And we did Life Chain. We had a booth at the Heart of Texas Fair. Come to the Heart of Texas Fair in October and come and see us in our pro-life booth.
That's great. I want to hit on more of your ongoing efforts here in a minute. So Pro-Life Waco grew from just a fledgling little newsletter.
From a newsletter.
To 25 people to...
Yeah.
Now...
To, you know, we're still local. We really focus on McLennan County. I do some things so that others know, and I hope I inspire some people to do other things. One of them is a group that everyone can join, Hometown Pro-Life Action on Facebook. One of the things we do on the second Sunday of the month, we have our second Sunday pro-life gathering, ecumenical pro-life gathering. So we'll have 60, 70 people at St. Mary's Parish Hall. Lunch served during the noon hour and a great Italian lunch. And then from 1 to 2, it's, what are we doing? What can you do? What can you do to help? And just try to keep pushing things along. And
what makes Pro-Life Waco special or unique?
Yeah, I would say what is unique and special, and the focus of Pro-Life Waco, is public square outreach in our hometown. We want our neighbors to know that they have neighbors who deeply care about the shedding of innocent blood. It's horrific what is going on in Waco. Yeah. They kill babies every other week there. What would be awful is if we would come to an acceptance of that. That, oh, that's just part of Waco, we don't like it, but no, we're not going to do much about it. No, we're going to, as long as they're going to be there, we're going to be in their face, lawfully, respectfully. But, you know, the Lord had some times he didn't like what was going on in the temple, and he kind of lost his cool. It's strategic. I try never to lose my cool, but, you know, there's time to speak up and speak up loudly, and there's time to be soft. We want to, people to know we have yard signs, we have billboards, I mean, hundreds, literally hundreds of yard signs dotted across the city. I could say my address here, 4200 Grimm Avenue. If you're ever in Waco, anybody, there's yard signs at my front door. Pick one up and take it home and put it in your yard. And at our events, we give yard signs away. So the billboards, over a dozen billboards in the city. And then our events, where we're out where people can see us. We're on the overpass on South Valley Mills Drive. We're protesting Bank of America on Valley Mills Drive and Lake Air Drive because of their financial support. And then we have outreach at Planned Parenthood. And that's something I'm going to try to emphasize more in the future, of really being right there in front of Planned Parenthood and remind people. And that Highway 6, of course, is a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
So it's that public square outreach. So that we're going to be seen. We're going to challenge people.
That's a lot of work for one organization. Are you working with other pro-life organizations in Waco and McLennan County? Or
now, we also do sidewalk counseling, and we're very closely allied to the CareNet Pregnancy Center, which is right across the street from Planned Parenthood. So we try to have good relationships. One thing I'm proud about with our organizations is good relationships with other organizations, and then also the Catholic-Protestant divide. Yeah. We want to work together. The differences between Catholics and Protestants are significant, but they're nothing that should stand in the way of our fighting on this turf, of protecting the preborn babies from this violence of abortion and the mothers from years of neglect and torture. So, and we've been successful in that. Yeah. And that we do have when we Second Sunday Pro-Life Gathering. That is not a Catholic event. It's at a Catholic church. But we have people from different backgrounds there.
Our theological divide should not prevent us from working together to protect life.
No, and we're on common grounds. I mean, of course, there's some wings, even in our Catholic church. Sometimes I get a little bit disturbed of the thinking about, I wonder how strong the commitments are for some people. And it's the same thing on the Protestant side, but there are the bulk of the Catholics and Protestants, evangelical, they're pro-life. So let's get together.
Amen. Yeah. So this public square outreach, it's really about raising awareness within our individual neighborhoods, you know, and making sure that other people know that I am pro-life.
And it's changing hearts and minds. You know, it's just like when I heard in that rally people showing the passion, it sparked my passion.
Mm-hmm.
A yard sign. So some people, I mean, I play, I don't know if you're a baseball fan, but there's long ball and there's small ball.
Yeah.
In small ball, you get a bunt single and steal second, and who knows, you maybe get a run. I play a lot of small ball. A yard sign at your home, that's huge, because that's telling you, boy, your neighbors are thinking, gosh, Tom and Anne Marie, they care enough to put a yard sign in front of their house. This problem is not ameliorated fundamentally in Austin and Washington, D.C. It's in our hometowns. And when we do things in our hometowns, in Copperas Cove, in Temple, That's the foundation for what they do in Austin.
Amen.
And if we are not making this transition in our hometowns, we don't light the fire. We're not lighting the fire as strongly as we should. I mean, I use Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement as an example of lighting the fire. I remember when I was a college student, there were people getting in buses and going to Selma, Alabama. Somehow, we need to spark that, to know that, yes, we think abortion is wrong, but we're passionate about it. And we're our hearts are broken about it. We're shedding tears about it. And we're going to work and challenge and be appealing. You know, screaming and hollering at somebody and criticizing. You got to engage in a conversation when you can. Sometimes you can't. But we've got to be ready for those conversations. And so in a lot of cities, there's a whole lot being done. But my hope and prayer is that more will be done. More will be done in Waco. More will be done in other cities too. We call that event outside of plan. Parenthood. We're calling it Rise Up in Waco.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't Rise Up Waco, it's Rise Up in Waco. So if someone chooses to drive from Copper's Cove to this event, we don't say, well, you're not part of us. No, but we are the abortion facility for Copper's Cove. We are the abortion facility for Temple because other than Waco, if we kind of think about the state, well, there's Houston, there's Austin, there's Dallas-Fort Worth, there's El Paso. So we're closest to a lot of people. So come on out and join us and be a part of what we do. I have a simple email address, prolifewaco@gmail.com. And so if somebody sends me a note, say, subscribe to the newsletter. Okay, I'll have your email address. This is not a printed newsletter. It's email. And every week, I'll let you know what's happening.
Do you see the movement, a generational change in the movement, or just a generational growth? Meaning, you always hear about the young people and their involvement, and I think it's absolutely critical that they are involved. Do you see any of that growing with pro-life?
I do think we're growing, but we're growing very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? For population, we're probably one of the biggest in the country. But still, I say, Rise Up in Waco. You know, there's that long public access in front of the fence along Planned Parenthood, right along Highway 6. My hope is that one day when we have this rally, and in July, we're going to start doing it 2 times a month. One of them is going to be a Saturday to make it easy for your church group to come out. My prayer is that there's going to be at least 77 people out there. 77 is how old I'm going to be soon. But in addition to that, 77 is a perfect number in the Bible.
That's right.
So why wouldn't there be 77 people out there on a day in front of a killing center in Central Texas?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't there be people from Temple? Why wouldn't there be people from Waco, Killeen, Copper's Cove? But we're working at it. Thank you for the help of your radio station, getting the word out. I think we're going to do more. I think we're going to do more in the years ahead.
That's good. So 2020 really kind of, was a crazy year. I think a lot of us would like to kind of hit the reset button on there. But I know that even with the governor's mandate last March that kind of put the kibosh on, thankfully, on abortions, it only lasted, about a month, I guess?
Well,
but then we saw that abortions didn't start, surprisingly to me, that abortions didn't start right back up in April when that mandate was
not lifted. In Waco.
Do you think that is?
I don't know the answer to that question. 11 months. They did not start up until March 3rd of 2021.
Thank you,
so
Jesus.
We had 11 months without abortion. Now, we kept going, and we do sidewalk counseling. See, this they have their abortion and non-abortion business at 700 West Highway 6 in Waco. So we're out there with sidewalk counseling because they're referring for abortions. We don't want them to deal with Planned Parenthood at all. Anyone want to get involved in sidewalk counseling? We have sidewalk counseling training that's going to happen on June 19th on a Saturday. Boy, it's going to be a beautiful day for you to do that, even if you don't get involved in sidewalk counseling. So we continued with our sidewalk counseling. We continued with our billboard truck, and we have a rotation of 8 churches where we park it over the weekend at their churches. So I'm really putting an emphasis on church involvement. Let me just put a little seed out right now for the Rise Up in Waco on a Saturday. We're going to be doing it every Saturday, every month, beginning in July. That would be a great, young kids love this, to go out there and hold a sign and have the camaraderie. Put that on your calendar, get your youth group, make a trip to Waco and join that.
Which Saturday?
Fourth Saturday, starting July, at Planned Parenthood, 8 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock, and midway, something special happens. I go and buy tacos, and I bring, and at 9 o'clock, we have Taco Saturday.
And that's something that we definitely want to make sure we circle.
Yeah, we've got to start pushing that.
Calendars and get, so that people know to get out there the fourth Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, you would think, as you mentioned, being a pro-life fan versus being a pro-life player, that a couple of hours, one day a month, wouldn't be too much to ask for people. I know there's folks that'll argue, oh, it's all the way in Waco, and But it seems to me that that's a minimal amount of effort.
People came to Selma, Alabama for many miles. And this, to me, I mean, this is a Holocaust. This is horrific at the level of what happened in Selma, Alabama.
Yeah.
This is a worthwhile venture.
Yeah. I know we always, you always get good turnout during the spring and
the
fall.
The 40 Days for Life campaign. Right, that will be happening.
We gotta punch that up a little bit and make this a year-round effort.
So that is wonderful. 40 Days for Life in during Lent, and then basically in late September and October. Mm-hmm. But our ministry, we're doing things every month.
Okay.
So we've got about 4 different events every month. Another thing that we have every Wednesday at 9 o'clock: Rosary for Life. Come and pray the Rosary together. So you can go out at 9 o'clock on any Wednesday, and you will have your friends out there praying the Rosary. Good people. You've met so many of the people from the Waco area. So maybe, you know, plan a trip. You got some things to shopping to do and so forth. You need some real Mexican food. You need to pick up a sign, a yard sign, my home. Okay, pick it up. Don't need to pay anything. But come on out some Wednesday.
So you mentioned the life chain. What's that all about?
The life chain we've been doing, that was a national program of once a year in October. Mm-hmm. They would be holding signs on a busy street. We have been doing it every month. So I think that's another something that's distinctive about what we do, is that we're not focusing so much on a big event once a year. We focus on every month. You always have the agenda for what's coming up on the homepage of prolifewaco.com. So annual events is not enough. You got to keep it going. You got to keep it going so that, you know, with the overpass, with Protest Bank of America, with Rise Up in Waco, with the Rosary every week, it's continuing to happen. With the yard sign out near your house, 24/7. Wow.
I know that before my time, many years ago, that there was an abortion facility in Killeen, and thanks be to God, it was closed down. And that seemed to, from my perspective, seemed to take some of the wind out of the sails of the pro-life movement, at least in the kind of the Killeen, Belton, Coppers Cove area. But I like your analogy of small ball. How can our listeners rejuvenate or start something like what you've done in Waco in their own individual towns and communities?
See, thank you for that question. And I believe that every community ought to have a pro-life movement, whether they have an abortion facility or not. Because we've got to affect this culture broadly, not just in the 8 abortion cities. So I would say an organization, could be very small, two or three, six people, once a month have something where you're getting together for desserts and coffee and visiting about what you're doing. That's what Second Sunday started out. The spaghetti sauce gave it a big boost, but originally it was just a dirt. It is. You've had it. And then signs, and I mean, I can supply some signs once a month at a busy corner. You know, what's that busy corner in a city? Go out there for an hour and hold signs to defend life. And then maybe go out for a cup of coffee when that's over. The fellowship is important. Yeah. You're building up a group of people that care about each other. You maybe raise some money and have a billboard. Boy, that'll generate a lot of talk. Gee, I had somebody from McGregor in Gatesville come up and get a whole bunch of signs for me that he gave away at Knights of Columbus. 20-some signs.
That's awesome.
Out in Gatesville. Go by the Catholic Church in Gatesville. See, tell me what you see. I'm told there are pro-life signs. You can do things to let your neighbors know that they have neighbors that deeply care about abortion. And then just as you get together, oh, what do you think we could do? Do you want to get together and pray a rosary? I do say monthly, but you do what's right for your community.
And I think that you mentioned the fellowship, and I think that's absolutely critical because that
it is.
I think that strengthens not just the personal relationships you have with people, but I think that strengthens people's resolve.
It does. It has to maintain traction, and that there have been other organizations in Waco that no longer exist. I emphasize fellowship and food. Food is good, and they go together. I mean, but to have people that you see somebody, and there's a smile on your face, you're happy to see them. And that's something that we don't have very much is little pro-life organizations doing things in non-abortion cities. Mm-hmm. Temple Belton, you know, I don't know of an ongoing effort. I mean, the ongoing is really important that, you know, we're not going to have a meeting to decide what we're going to do 2 months from now. Right. Meetings are for fellowship and brainstorming, but you got to build around one or two activities that you have. If you have an overpass in your city, I don't know that you do. You don't get down to San Antonio, but boy, there's some great overpasses in San Antonio. That's a lot of fun. But anybody can, any community can do once a month on a busy street corner.
Yeah.
In their community. Maybe you put an ad in the newspaper. I know if you're doing it in the Temple Belton, Colleen, I know of a Catholic radio station that would advertise this for you. So please do it. Please, and then post on Hometown Pro-Life Action.
Yeah.
That's all about showing what people are doing to try to inspire each other.
And that's your Facebook page?
That Facebook group.
Group, okay.
Oh, and a group means anybody can participate by posting.
And what's it called again?
Hometown Pro-Life Action.
Hometown Pro-Life Action.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you used to search on the search in the Facebook, the find in the Facebook, that will pop up.
And is that, besides that, in your website, prolifewaco.com, how else can the listeners find out more? They have questions and they want to get more involved.
Okay, I would say three things. The Hometown Pro-Life Action on Facebook, prolifewaco.com is the website, and you can always see what's coming up. And then send me an email at prolifewaco@gmail.com saying subscribe to the newsletter, and then you receive it.
Yes.
And then every week, almost every week, sometimes I take a week off. But I'm not going to send you three a week. It's just basically once a week. And then you'll get, you know, I'll have five little articles about what we're doing and try to give you the feel for what happens in those events.
And those could be opportunities for someone to take something like that or of that nature and start it in their own town.
Yeah. You know, we are challenging Bank of America. And there's a lot of cities in your listening area that have Bank of America banks. Yeah. Now, I know this is people don't like to do these kinds of things, but we should do them. If anybody wants to do this, get in touch with me. I'll get a couple signs to you free of charge, just to the viewers of this program. That if you want to just, you know, take once a month, go out for an hour in front of the bank, and then I have a flyer that explains it all. And we're going to rock them in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
They know about it, what's going on in Waco, and we want to get this to spread to a few other communities.
That's great. Well, John, thank you very much for your time, and more importantly, thank you very much for your dedication and all your efforts with the Pro-Life Waco. You are truly a champion. I shudder to think where we would be without people like you and your energy and all the great, wonderful people that are involved in Pro-Life Waco movement.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Well, thanks again, and God bless you.
God bless you.